This is The Naked Scientists. Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Diana O'Carroll. It's our science phone-in extravaganza, so if you'd like us to tackle a question for you, now's the time to send it in. chris@thenakedscientists.com is the email address. We have got Jeff, who is with us. Wants to talk about oil. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're very well, thank you. Where are you listening to us, then?
I'm listening to you from America, New Jersey.
So what can we do for you?
Yeah. Okay. First of all, thanks for this great podcast. You guys always have fascinating topics. My question for you, I've had this question for a long time, is when we pump billions and billions of barrels of oil and natural gas out of the planet's crust, are we destabilizing the Earth above by leaving these massive voids?
Okay, well, that's a really good question. And it's one that actually we've also had from A.D. Yates, who said, what do we replace pumped out oil and gas with? And I guess I can probably help both of you in one go here. The answer is that many people, myself included, a few years back when I first started doing all this kind of thing, I thought, you know, oil existed underground in these big open caverns, almost like a coal seam, and you take the coal away and you're left with a big cave. Well, actually, the best analogy I can think of to explain what it's really like is to imagine sticking a straw into a sponge and sucking water out of a wet sponge, because that's essentially what the conditions are like underground. When the oil was formed, it was lots of marine creatures and other organic matter got compacted on the seafloor below layers of sediment, and the huge pressure heated everything up and cooked all these dead creatures into the soup, which became crude oil that we extract today. But that means that what that material is trapped inside is a porous rock. And I have to acknowledge, on our forum, nakedscientist.com/forum, we had an answer to a similar question a couple of years ago, which a geologist on the forum, Jim Bob, gave a very elegant answer to. And he points out that if you look at the rock that an oil well is drilling into, the porosity of that rock, in other words, the proportion of holes, is about 13%. So in other words, if you take the cross-sectional area that's holes as a whole proportion of the cross-sectional area of a piece of rock, about 13% is just empty space in the rock. And that empty space is filled with the oil. Now, he also says that that is about the same open porosity as concrete. So in other words, when you take the oil away, you're left with something which is equivalently strong already to concrete. So you're not leaving a big space, you're just taking the oil out from between all these little holes, which are to a certain extent, in continuity. But then the next point to bear in mind is that this oil and gas that's underground is under extremely high pressure. And that means that as you take the gas away, largely under its own pressure, all the oil, then other things will move in to displace it. And so therefore some water will move in from the adjacent rock and will also take up some of the space that's been vacated. And in fact, when people call a well spent, in other words, they say that an oil well has become empty, actually, the amount of oil that's left behind can be as much as 90%, because the oil is very hard to get out. And to come back to AD's question, what do we replace it with? Well, sometimes you can help to get the oil out by pumping something else into the porous rock, such as water, to help the oil be pushed up to the surface because it floats on the water. The Norwegians have got a technique where they pump steam in underground, and the steam, being hot, can make the oil become runnier, so it's more likely to consolidate, join together into big blobs of oil, which are easier to get out. And also, as Dave pointed out earlier when we were discussing this, sometimes they also put surfactants, things like washing up liquid, down underground, and that helps the oil to have a lower surface tension so it can flow out of all these little holes more easily. So the bottom line is, you're sticking a straw into a sponge. The porosity of that sponge is equivalent to concrete, so it's still very tough rock underground. Therefore, you don't get left with a great big gaping hole, and therefore there are probably very few seismic consequences as a result. But a great question. Thanks for joining us here on The Naked Scientists.